I mean, just a dominant performance.
With our program's got 48 years, and we've been good for 48 years. Had a, you know, it was our third appearance, and to make it, and well, technically, it's my first year as a regular head coach. Like I said in the other interview, it just it comes with the hard work and learning from some great coaches, you know, and with Tom Hagstrom before me, Mr. Rohr before him, and then last year at State Legion with Derek Stanky, just they guide you, and you, if you be quiet long enough, you can learn a lot of good things. So I was honored to be in their footsteps. So.
What made this team this special?
A faith and a belief in themselves, the good Lord. They never got down. And our losses, sometimes, you know, sometimes you worry if they don't care because they're having fun on the bus or something after a loss, but it was the short memory, and they knew they got better in every loss that we had this year. And they learned, even some of the plays, the errors or the drop ball or something, and you just see, like, they knew it wasn't going to affect them the next time if that happened again. So it was great.
And you thought this was a possibility, and come rolling the balls out this season, first practice, you knew you could be here at the end of the year?
Yep. Having been here as an assistant in 2015, we've had a lot of teams that have had the opportunity to be here. So yeah, you start the year, you know, with Addie and Westy and those girls that, you know, really played well last year. Only losing one senior with Lexi Lehman last year, and you had a full boat of talent to really work with, and we had some really neat things happen in the off season too, where we got an indoor facility that the girls could work in with their parents and stuff. So we added, you know, they got extra days, you know, getting off tees. You know, you add a couple, you know, 20, 30 more at bats, you know, a couple days a week, and that's more at bats that they see. And you know, just those little things that stacked up for all of our girls all winter long and then into the spring. You know, we didn't have to cancel practices. We had great indoor practices on turf and stuff like that. So we weren't just in a gym trying to, you know, fight with the track team and fight with the baseball team to, you know, for space. So our Wappan Softball Association is just absolutely amazing, you know, to be a part of that program and them believe in us. It's a great, we call it a trinity, the high school, the city, and the Wappan Softball Association. They work so well together, and it builds a 48-year legacy that's been right now topped off with this big thing that no one wants to carry for some reason.
Well, I would just say, talk about Addison today. I mean, obviously, in a circle, she was spectacular, and then at the plate, you know, grand slam, drove in five, was, I think, a double away from the cycle.
Yeah, well, really. You sort of get lost in those moments. I didn't even know that. We were out here in the bullpen working. The previous game, we actually ended up, there's a couple pitches that just weren't working well. And we were so fortunate to get through that the previous game, because we were shutting down two pitches that normally are just lights out pitchers for, and like anyone else that struggles, like, let's go work on what I'm struggling on. And that's what we did out here in the bullpen to get ready for this game. And her off speed and her changeup still wasn't as sharp as it has been earlier, but she got them for strikes, and first pitch strikes, which are huge, you know, just absolutely huge to get a first pitch strike on a great hitting team like Mike Mosening.
Well, it wasn't a big strikeout game for your team today. Your defense did a nice job behind it. You know, defense made a lot of plays today.
Yeah, wow, Carly White. Yeah. Holy cow, that diamond play was amazing. And Ava, you know, and what's neat is this field's set up the same way as our home one is, so they're all used to being in sun balls and stuff like that. And, you know, and just great drop steps, you know. It's our outfield is good. They're a pretty special crew out there. So
what does it mean to community in general? I mean, Wappan's a sports town. You know, they came out today in full force to get a softball championship in the trophy case. You got to love the support you get from the community.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it won't get there just yet. It'll probably be at my house for a couple of days. But it'll get – but, the community. I had my old homeroom teacher, and Mr. Rocco, his daughter was one of the starting pitchers in the 1985 team, yeah. And he sends me a text, and he goes, be sure you get your bunts down to advanced runners. You know, I was like, yes, sir. You know, so again, we worked on that in the cages again, and we missed it a couple of them, but it doesn't stop them from working at it. You know,
yeah.
And that's the community. You know, they're from back in the 80s to the 90s to now. I told these girls we walk on the shoulders of legends in Waupun, and although not all of them made it here, it's because of them that we made it here.
Well, I know you're pretty emotional, it seems like, about this thing. You think it's going to sink in? I mean, when do you think it'll finally sink in?
Maybe when I get to see my daughter, hopefully next weekend. She lives in New York, and we're going to have a family vacation. I pray we can see her. So she just got a new job, so she might not be able to make the trip now, but that's okay. And she played here in 2015, and I could see her. I'd turn around and I'd see spots where she was standing, and you know, out here in the bullpen where she would warm up and stuff. And you know, so to not have her here, you know, it was a little bittersweet. But she was watching on the TV, and she's jumping up and down right now. I know she's going crazy. So.
Coach, congratulations.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
Waupun Coach Josh Navis, 7-3. The Warriors victorious over Mosinee, winning their first ever WIAA Division II state championship.